It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Kimberly, any way you look at it, I think spring is here.
It's right around the corner, that's for sure.
Oh, I love March.
Spring forward next weekend.
That's right. Oh yeah. My gosh, I forgot about that.
Which I don't like, because I need a lot of sleep, even though I don't get it.
Sure.
And I'm tired from daylight savings until we go off daylight savings.
Oh, not me. Boy, I love this. I want to get up at 3 in the morning and stay up until like 2 in the morning.
Right. Uh-huh.
Hey, and March Madness is right around the corner, so come on, Kansas City. I think we have the women's tournament here, one of the really big tournaments here.
Big tournament.
But a lot's going on in Kansas City, and we have so many events coming up.
And we've got St. Pat's Day coming up. I mean, the parade, there's so much going on around town.
That's right.
And
Slow Food Kansas City meetup. I love these meetups.
The meetups are so much fun.
We're going to be at the oldest Irish market in the United States. That's in North America.
Yeah.
Brown's Irish Marketplace. That's right. Where are they located on?
It's off Southwest Traffic Way.
Yeah. You got to go down there. We're going to be there for breakfast from 8 until 11 o'clock.
On?
And that's March 10th. That's next Saturday.
It's next Saturday, Jay.
Oh, we can't play. We got a live radio show we have to eat breakfast and run that morning.
Eat and run. And, of course, it's a great opportunity, if you're curious at all about Slow Food, to come and join us and learn more about this organization. We're celebrating 15 years, thanks to you, in Kansas City.
And, of course, Gay Jones reminded everyone, she sent out a great mailer to all of our friends with Slow Food. And if you're interested in Slow Food, just go to slowfoodkc.org and see what we do in Kansas City, because it's pretty big. Well, Kimberly, I also have something coming up special. Spring break's right around the corner.
Yep.
And some of us aren't taking spring break. I'm taking Easter break. So maybe a Roman holiday, perhaps.
Well, you're doing your supper club this Monday.
That's
Monday
right.
Night. And it's Roman holiday. And totally, there are lots of people who go to Italy for spring break. They skip Florida.
Well,
go straight to Italy, right?
Exactly. And I think this is going to be a big one, I'm telling you, because the Roman holiday, my menu, includes cacio e pepe, perhaps the hottest pasta in America right now.
Yeah.
Probably 3 or 4 ingredients only. I'm going to add a little bit more, but it's just egg, cheese, and pasta, and cracked pepper. Cacio e pepe.
Pasta.
I may put a little bit of pancetta or something else in it.
And people can call the restaurant to make reservations or go online.
You can go online to jasperskc.com/events or just jasperskc, or call Julie at the restaurant.
And
she's taking reservations.
These supper club events are so much fun. So
encourage
people.
What did you think of last week? We had a good time.
It was absolutely wonderful. It was a Florentine supper club
experience.
That's
right, carabaccia soup, the real traditional onion soup. I try to be as authentic as we can with these. And also, Kimberly, some other events coming up.
Well, I want to mention, too, that the Roastery is doing a collaboration with Restless Spirits. Their whiskey barrel aged coffee, the first release back, I think it was in December, went just like that.
Where was I at? How did I miss it?
You were deep in holidays at the restaurant. And this one is on March 9th in a limited release. So,
oh, wow. I got to check it out.
And Jasper, do we have a delicious show today for our listeners?
I'm hungry, as usual.
From Utah, and actually they live all over, but they were born in Utah, 6 sisters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they're going to be talking to us about their blog and their newest cookbook. And we've got Todd Johnson with Strips from Olathe.
Oh, and don't go nowhere, my friends, because I'll tell you something. We have a little tease coming up about a certain new restaurant that Kimberly and I visited down in the Power and Light. Mark Andrews back in the studio, who takes care of 59 million listeners a week. Take it away. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market has been your market for almost 100 years right here in Kansas City. And now it's time for some hand-trimmed, on-premise rump roast. That's right, professionally trimmed by local butchers. We're not talking box beef. We're talking certified Hereford rump roast, $3.99 a pound. And check out Jasper's recipe for a delicious Tuscan rump roast you can even make in an Instant Pot. Also, don't forget right now, it's time for some beautiful Lenten salmon. Only $9.99 a pound. We're talking fresh Atlantic salmon. Baby back pork loin ribs. Oh my, only $2.99 a pound. I don't think that price has changed in a long time, Kimberly.
Pretty stable there, Jay.
Well, Kimberly, right now, you have your BOGO, and this means a lot to me.
And it means a lot to me.
No, it means more to me.
Okay. All right. We'll let you have it, Jay. It's buy one, get one extra virgin olive oil.
That's something
free.
Else. Henhouse brand, extra virgin olive oil. David Ball actually went to Italy during the harvest and got to pick out the olives for this blend of olive oil.
Very cool.
And of course, Tippin's pie. Oh my, lady.
Oh my, oh my. It's turtle, decadent turtle pie. $12.99. And of course, we're going to be sampling that.
Well, it's a special edition Oscar weekend. And of course, all your Oscar party needs, it's Henhouse Market. Your market for almost 100 delicious years. Kimberly, I think you found someone where there is always a good reason to celebrate.
That's right. And she has lots of sisters. She's number 5.
One of six.
We've got Lauren on the phone with us. She's one of 6 sisters. And of course, 6 Sister Stuff. If you follow them on Instagram, if you follow their blog, you know that they are 6 sisters in Utah, Camille, Kristen, Elise, Steph, Lauren, and Kendra. They're constantly cooking, baking, creating mouthwatering new recipes to share with busy home cooks. And they make it very personal. Their families are in it. It's real life. It's not a glossed over sort of thing.
Just looking at the book, you get that feeling. And welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we're going to be talking about your new cookbook, Celebrate Every Season. You've got 150 recipes for every holiday. So why did you guys decide to write a cookbook about celebrating every season?
Just growing up, our family loved holidays. It was something for every single holiday, even the small ones. Valentine's Day, Halloween, every holiday, there was always something going on. We always were having parties. And of course, in our family, every party revolves around food. We love cooking and we love baking. And that is how we bonded growing up. That's what made us so close together. And so, of course, when our publisher approached us for a book, we knew that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to share all of our favorite recipes from every season. And so we threw all these together and we worked really hard. And we are so excited to share it because we believe there is always a reason to celebrate.
Well, my wife said in the car when we were going through the book, and she's telling me, she said, Jay, she said, look at this. She said, it's every month. I've never seen a book like this where you celebrate every month. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, here it is, November or October or Christmas time, and we're looking for a recipe and just go to that month. It's a lot easier. Very, very organized.
Thank you. Yeah, we felt the same way. There's something in every month that deserves to be celebrated, and there's always food for every occasion is what we like to think. So,
well, let's talk about the brand. So the 6 Sister Stuff brand started kind of as a blog just to keep in touch. Is that right?
Yeah, we were kind of all moving around the country from each other, following husbands to school and going to college on our own and things like that. And so we just started the blog to share our mom's recipes with each other and share what we were doing to help our kids eat vegetables and things like that. And it kind of just took off from there, and we started sharing with more than just each other. And it's now turned into a full-time job for all of us, and we love being able to share what we're so passionate about.
Do you spend a lot of time in the kitchen each day, or do you, are you working on new recipes?
We do. Luckily, there are so many of us that we can kind of split it up. We try and post a new recipe on the website every day, and our mom actually works with us too. So there's 7 of us in total, so we're always trying new things, and then we just have to post once a week, and it works out perfectly.
And it's time to ask this question.
That's right. You heard the clock, didn't you? That grandfather clock.
So 6 sisters, 6 families. How many kids between all of you?
There are 14 kids and 1 on the way.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So how do you guys manage to do it all? Obviously, you know, Jasper mentioned this cookbook is uber organized. I would assume that you guys need to be uber organized behind the scenes.
Yes, for sure. We meet once a week over Skype, and we kind of just lay out everything we have going on. We're in constant communication. Thank heavens for iPhones and group messages, and we're always, always in communication. If you leave your phone for like 5 minutes, you'll miss about 100 text messages from the sisters. So it's really fun. It's made us really, really close. Like, we were close before, but now that we're working together every single day, we are inseparable, even though we're kind of all spread around. spread out around the country where we're always talking and we're always together in spirit, I guess.
So I'm imagining this Skype meeting once a week, six sisters, you've got a lot to talk about. Is there an agenda? I mean, does somebody keep it on track or does it, I mean, it must be interesting.
It is interesting. There's definitely an agenda. We usually try and get through all of the business things first, and then we spend about an hour to 2 hours talking at the end, just kind of catching up, showing kids. My sisters will hold up babies that we haven't seen for a few days and things like that. So it's so much fun. We love it.
So you're one of the six sisters, but you're not married. You're still in college.
I am not married.
Is there like a big difference in the, like your older sister and I'm not going to ask ages. I'm going to get in trouble there. But like, who's the oldest? Who's like the mom of the group or whatever?
Not really. We're all 2 years apart. So from youngest to oldest, there's only a 12-year gap. And so we grew up being super close and we're kind of in different stages of life, but it just works. We are just best friends and it's just perfect. We get along great, and it's so fun to talk to each other. I can tell them all of my dating stories that are terrible, and they can tell me funny stories about their kids, and it just balances out.
Okay. Absolutely love it.
So what's your favorite contribution that you made to the cookbook, you, Lauren?
Oh, my favorite contribution. I love cupcakes, and we have almost a cupcake recipe in probably half of the month. There's some really cute ones for Valentine's Day, some really cute ones for Christmas and St. Patrick's Day. And I just think they're so cute. So I love our St. Patrick's Day ones. They're the ones that are right on the cover. They have the rainbow and a little pot of gold with the marshmallow clouds. And I think they're delicious and they're super cute and easy to make. So those are probably my favorite.
You know, Jasper, reading through the cookbook, these recipes are very accessible. So obviously, Lauren, you and your sisters wrote them with very busy people in mind.
Mm-hmm. Totally. We 100% believe that anyone can cook. Anyone can do it. If we can do it, you can do it. And so all of our recipes are tried and true. We've tested a lot. There are a ton of recipes that didn't even make it to the cookbook. And all of the ingredients we use are ingredients that you already have in your kitchen or that you just have to run to the store, and they're not ingredients that you're only going to use one time, but they're real ingredients that are easy. All the recipes are so easy.
This is exciting. I can only imagine what the future holds for you six girls. And of course, I mean, the communication, keeping that going. Keep that family together. There is nothing better. And just reading through the book and the recipes, and now after talking to you, I can really get it. Makes a lot more sense. And it's really something. And following the blog, I wish you nothing but the best. And Kimberly, I can't wait to try some of these recipes. I'm looking at that root beer right now.
I know.
Homemade
you are.
Root beer, come on.
And I'm going to try the cupcakes. Oh. Lauren, thanks so much. And keep doing what you're doing. You do mission work, which is amazing. And tell all the other sisters hello. And if they ever want to Skype Jasper and me in on a weekly meeting, we'd be up for it.
Oh, I love that.
Awesome.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 95 delicious years. And right now, it's the Lenten Seafood Stock Up Sale. Fresh Atlantic salmon, of course, sea best tilapia, buy one, get one free. And white shrimp, buy one, get one free. Does it get any better? I don't think so, my friends. And don't forget, right now, overnight fresh seafood. The stores receive overnight fresh seafood daily. Henhouse Seafood Supplier Partners are at the ship's dockside to receive and ship ocean fresh seafood to your local Henhouse Market. Let me tell you something. I don't know of many stores that could do that in the Midwest. It's Henhouse Market, your market during the Lenten season for the freshest seafood you're ever going to have. Oh my God. Kimberly.
Yes, Jasper.
When someone comes in the studio bearing gifts.
Many gifts.
It's very difficult for me to perform.
But you'll try your best, won't you?
Because this is a performance, and I will try my best. Kimberly, who have you brought in today? You're knocking this out of the ballpark.
Well, we have a man who has a business in Olathe that is very popular. Very popular. It's called Strip's Kitchen.
Very good. His motto?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what his motto is?
Well, I know what the motto is.
Completely different and absolutely better. Todd Johnson, welcome to Live.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come in.
Todd, I don't know where to start first. I was introduced to you by Craig Jones. Mm-hmm. He brought out this pork tenderloin because mm-hmm. he's like the pork tenderloin man in Kansas City. And I was kind of like overwhelmed. And when I finished, I said, yeah, and I didn't ask him where it came from first.
Right,
that's
right.
My whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me it came from strips. And I said, strips? I don't know about strips. What is strips? And that's how I, you know, started with strips. But I had no idea you had all of these different things you brought to us today, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. We have been eating nonstop. I mean, we had to start the interview otherwise, right?
Oh,
we've been eating pork, tenderloin pork burgers. We've been eating donuts, chicken strips.
Did you taste
sauces,
the portobello mushrooms?
The mushrooms, the wings. So, Todd, you've got a background in agronomy.
Yeah, it's
what
crop
made
science,
you,
yeah, farming.
Right. What made you to decide to start a restaurant?
Well, I was in banking originally, right out of college, and then I went into, got in the hotel and restaurant business and did the full, you know, full service restaurant, kind of like someone, I had a microbrewery, so I know how tough Jasper has to work at his restaurant. But, you know, never wanted anything more to do with that after a few years. That was too much work. So I moved to Kansas City in 2011 and started doing a restaurant and bar consulting. And I kind of ended up specializing in converting sports bars over to scratch kitchens. Mm-hmm. So guys will get together and they like to, you know, drink, but they'll have the liquor figured out, but not the food.
Part.
So they go to, you know, food show. So anyway, I was doing a lot of chicken strips and burgers as a result of that, and traveling all over the United States. Even did a gig with Lisa Vanderpump, consulted her restaurants for Bravo, and I came across one of these chicken strip franchises. We didn't have any here, and it was in Houma, Louisiana. And I was, you know, working on chicken strips and burgers down the street at my sports bar I was helping. And there were cars wrapped around this new chicken strip place. And, you know, I went down there to say, oh, you know, figure out what was so amazing about their strips. And I ate them. And they're, you know, I guess they call them chicken fingers. I, you know, took a bite. And I'm like, you know, the Casey's gas station across the street strips were better than, you know, their frozen strips were, I thought, were better than the flavor profile of what I was getting. They were pretty bland. The sauce was great. And so I kept running across these, another place in Florida, different franchises, and, you know, it was just kind of like bland chicken strips. So as I got kind of tired of traveling over the years, and we didn't have any of those restaurants here, I kind of came up with a concept for strips chicken. And we're doing, you know, my goal is to have all of our food taste great without sauce. I love sauce. We have 15 signature sauces to choose from. But, you know, all my food, including our pork burgers, you know, our pork tenderloin sandwiches, our strips, nuggets, and wings, all taste great without sauce. So they have to be able to stand on their own first. And then, you know, we have a couple of sauces that are especially paired for our food.
So what makes your chicken strips different? What's the flavor profile that you landed on?
Well, we are not using tenders. So we actually are cutting it from a 6-ounce chicken breast that's about half the size you buy in a grocery store. So they're naturally tender. There's no marinade. We press it to an even thickness. And then we dip it in a zesty batter and then a crispy breading that has a little bit of pretzel in it. So we only have to fry these for 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Really?
2 minutes and 10 seconds are all they're fried. Our pork tenderloin is only fried for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. So we want the minimum amount of time in the fryer because all of our competitors are at least doing 4 minutes on their, you know, all their fried items. So ours are at even thickness. We got to press this gauge. It presses it to an even thickness. And then we, you know, all the flavor stays in there because it doesn't wash out in the fryer. We use 100% sunflower oil as well. We're probably the only place in Kansas City that uses sunflower oil for cooking and for frying. And that keeps the food, that makes the food less greasy as well. So okay. Several different things, stages.
It makes a difference. But, Kimberly, have you tried the sauces?
Oh, I love the strawberry barbecue sauce and the lemon.
The secret sauce and the lemon pepper, we call it Farmstead, but it's our lemon pepper ranch. So, yeah, it's all natural. There's no seasoning packet. Mm. You know, when we go to a food purveyor and we say we're going to make our own ranch, they're like, okay, how big of the seasoning bulk do you want to buy the seasoning? I'm like, no, completely from scratch.
Right.
You know, we're putting lemon zest in there, real pepper, you know, real herbs and things like that. So,
well, of course, you're known for the chicken. And you really, you know, in Kansas City, that's what people are talking about right now. But you're also known right now for these burgers. And we need to talk about these because this is really something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, I grew up on pork burgers. It tastes, you know, basically a lot like beef. But, you know, I wanted to be different. So I served some to my church for an event and they got all excited about it. So I decided to, you know, pork burgers would have a niche here. So we grind it from 100% of pork tenderloin. It's number one, USDA number one pork tenderloin. We're not using a bunch of scraps like you would expect in burgers. And then we mix our seasoning in as we're grinding it, so it's completely consistent. We don't have to worry about, you know, how much shaker they use on the, you know, as it's frying. So it's really, really a great product.
And I had no idea until I started going through the menu. A drive-through salad bar. Now, I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, we had three salads originally, and people kept saying, you know, take this off, add that, and it was confusing, you know. So I'm like, why don't we just put all the ingredients out there, let them pick out whatever they want, and we'll just call it a drive-through salad bar.
Very
and
unique.
Freak
like
people
that.
Out. Oh my God, a drive-through salad bar. I mean, I guess most fast food places have their salads all made up over in a corner somewhere
exactly.
in a cooler,
yeah.
but you know, we weren't ever doing that. But you know, now we just, you know, they get to choose, you know, one main item, whether it's going to be grilled chicken, crispy chicken, or portobello, you know, fried portobellos, or you know, whatever they want, and then, you know, unlimited for the different toppings and things like that.
A lot of people were talking about the Super Bowl a while back, but a lot of people don't know about the Wing Bowl. And there's this girl, Molly Schumer. This is unbelievable, Kim. She downed in 30 minutes over 500 wings. So we got to get this girl over to strips.
She wouldn't be able to eat as many of our wings. Our wings actually weigh almost twice as much of all of our competitors. Because we actually bake them rather than double fry them. So they're baked. And
so there's
then we
less
crisp
weight
them up.
In those people eat.
Right. They were just eating the little bitty ones that we might get from
a guy
of our
told me that at
a
cannoli contest one time. He said the cannoli shells were too thick and he couldn't eat as many. You have to do the thin ones like in New York. Everybody's got a little catch. You got it all.
There
you
go.
Know it,
thanks,
tell you.
Thanks.
Well, I'm telling you, Kimberly, I don't know what to go for next.
Well, we need to, before we go, because Todd, you used to be in radio, so you know how quickly time goes, but your gluten-free menu, you've got a gluten-free menu.
Yes, we're 5 stars on the findmeglutenfree.com out of 23 reviews. We have not only a separate fryer, but also a separate fryer filtration system. And then the fact that we're using sunflower oil versus, you know, peanut or something like that, you know, makes our food, you know, we use over 4,000 gloves a week, so you know, our food's very safe. You know, there's always a risk of exposure, but across contamination. But you know, sure. We've got had an excellent reputation for that.
That makes a big difference. Now, Kimmer, look over here. I can join the wing contest because look what I know. Look, what you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I wish our people could see this. You hold it down, and you just push right down.
Aha!
Look at that, and you get a nice clean bone.
We'll have to put that on Facebook too. That's great.
Yeah, because people want to see my hands, you know, deboning a chicken.
Right, right.
You know, that's a big deal.
And of course, you have donuts.
Yes, we have donuts.
Cake. Ham.
Go ahead.
Ice cream.
Yes.
Donut ice cream.
We have the only homemade soft serve in Kansas City. We have. You know, some places will be like, you know, vanilla soft serve on a ice cream cone that we actually can call our ice cream. There's only 6 ingredients in our vanilla. It's Belfonte whole milk, Belfonte buttermilk, Belfonte cream, evaporated milk, cane sugar, and Mexican vanilla. Real Mexican vanilla. We're the only soft serve ice cream in Kansas City that can say they have vanilla listed on the ingredient, and we're using 100% pure Mexican vanilla. No artificial, no stabilizers, nothing weird. 6 ingredients in our vanilla, and then we add Hershey's Special Dark Cocoa for our chocolate. So it's makes a really dark chocolate, and then if you want a kind of a milk chocolate profile, you do the twist.
I've never seen anybody come in this studio who knew so much about every single item. Of course, it's all fresh, it's natural, it's never frozen. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. It's Strips Chickens, my friend. You need to go check them out. The location is
1110 East Santa Fe in Olathe.
They can find you online at
stripschicken.com.
Oh my gosh, Kimberly, this could be a dangerous afternoon. Look at how much more we have to eat.
I know. Keep your hands off the chicken strips.
Thanks so much for coming in, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Strips Chicken. Mmm. We are back in Jasper's kitchen, and Kimberly, what a week we've had.
We've had dinner twice together
this
week.
That's right. Very, very unusual.
That's right. With you and Lisa, of course, the supper club experience, which is always incredible at Jasper's on Monday. And then Tuesday night, we were invited to Joy and Jeff Staney's new place down in Power and Light District, County Road Ice House.
And I was very impressed because I had no idea. I thought it was just going to be like a little tease about Joe's Kansas City barbecue, maybe one or two items, or even just Sunday having the Z-Man on the menu. I had no idea they were going to carry a full line of all of Joe's KC barbecue, including Joe's French fries.
Joe's French fries.
How about that?
And Joe's burnt ends.
Oh, the burnt-end nachos.
The burnt-end nachos, which Lisa loved. The queso with the smoked ground beef. I had the what did I have? The burn-in tacos. No, yeah. I had burn-in.
Oh, I thought they were fish tacos.
Oh, Jasper.
That makes sense now. I was wondering why
you
ordered fish tacos.
Scratching your head?
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed now. I had the burn-ins and they were absolutely delicious. Yeah. Like you said, Lisa had the hamburger and the old Les had the pulled pork
with the slaw. Yeah.
And I heard, well, I already said it, but on Sundays they got the Z-Man down there.
That's right.
The number one sandwich from Joe's Kansas City.
They are going to do so well. Of course, they opened at 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, big crowds I heard down there. And of course, with spring break coming up, March Madness down there, the tournament and all. Probably won't be able to even get in the door. That's good for them. Well, Kimberly, a delicious interview is coming up next. Who do you have on?
Oh my gosh, we're so lucky. We were able to lasso Chef Carl Thorne Thompson, come into the studio and talk with us about Story, his uber successful restaurant, of course, in Prairie Village. And we've got Good Sense Sensible Kitchen. This one is going to surprise listeners.
You're gonna love it, my friends. Take it away, Mark. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market has been your market for almost 100 years right here in Kansas City. And now it's time for some hand-trimmed on-premise rump roast. That's right, professionally trimmed by local butchers. We're not talking boxed beef. We're talking certified Hereford rump roast, $3.99 a pound. And check out Jasper's recipe for a delicious Tuscan rump roast you can even make in an Instant Pot. Also, don't forget right now, it's time for some beautiful Lenten salmon, only $9.99 a pound. We're talking fresh Atlantic salmon, baby back pork loin ribs, oh my, only $2.99 a pound. I don't think that price has changed in a long time, Kimberly.
Pretty stable there, Jay.
Well, Kimberly, right now, you have your BOGO, and this means a lot to me.
And it means a lot to me.
No, it means more to me.
Okay. All right. We'll let you have it, Jay. It's buy one, get one extra virgin olive oil.
That's something
free.
Else. Hen House brand, extra virgin olive oil. David Ball actually went to Italy during the harvest and got to pick out the olives for this blend of olive oil.
Very cool.
And of course, Tippin's pie. Oh my, lady.
Oh my, oh my. It's turtle, decadent turtle pie.
$12.99.
And of course, we're going to be sampling that.
Well, it's a special edition Oscar weekend. And of course, all your Oscar party needs, it's Hen House Market. Your market for almost 100 delicious years. Kimberly, I think you have a pretty good story for our listeners today.
I certainly do have a good beginning, a good middle, and a good end, and the perfect storyteller.
Good, good. Let's continue the story.
Chef Carl Thorne Thompson, who, of course, is the chef owner of Story in Prairie Village. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's such a delight to have you here. It's tough to book you. You and Susan are busy.
It is. It's busy. It's, well, as Jasper knows, it's a restaurant business. There's always something going on.
How many years have you been opened?
It'll be 7 years in May.
Wow. And, you know, you're one of those restaurants, don't you think, Jasper? It seems like you've been there for forever. Yeah. And in a good way.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like a good way. Sometimes it feels like forever. But yeah, it's been great. It's been a great 7 years. It's been great. It's been awesome.
I have to ask you, in that time that you've been there, have you changed as a chef yourself?
I think I've tried to evolve, to continue to grow. I think that's a challenge. I mean, I love food. I love making food, and so that aspect is what sort of keeps me going, I think, is that passion is still there. And
do you ever look back at a menu and say, I did that, really? I mean, that's kind of amateurish. I mean, I can't believe now where I'm at, and I used to make that. And I do that. I've been doing that a lot lately, looking back in the 80s, and I'm a little older than you, I think. I think I am. I don't know.
I look back. Sometimes I look back at old menus, and I'm like, really? You know? There's a menu hanging on my office because I just found it. It's from a special dinner we did, and every course was duck, and we concluded with duck ice cream. So I'm like,
wow.
And was that memorable, the duck ice cream?
It was actually pretty good. But it was something I probably wouldn't do now. But,
But that's all part of the deal.
It is. It's important to keep growing and to keep interested.
And that's what's different about your restaurant and your menu. You keep evolving. You keep some of the old classics, but you put them into the new dishes. You'll add a pasta dish, but it's got a different twist to it.
We do. We have a few standards that have been on the menu for a while, and then every season we change things up. We change a few things up. We change up the the seafood dish always, or the two or three seafood dishes that we have will change. Change the salad to sort of fit the season. And yeah, it keeps us interested. It keeps our regular customers interested. And
Kimberly, I want to take this back a little bit.
Okay.
And again, I was paying attention. I was not playing around, okay. But the word story itself.
Uh-huh. And there's a good story behind that.
That's what we should have started off with.
I love that.
Yeah, you should have done your homework on this.
Well, I've written about it, actually. Carl, tell us about the evolution of the actual name of the restaurant.
The name came from a couple of different reasons. I before I was a cook, I was a writer. I wrote short fiction and longer fiction. Eventually, my passion sort of shifted to food. So that was sort of one, sort of the origin of sort of my story, that I was a storyteller. The other thing was that when I started being interested in food, I was interested in ingredients, and I was interested in sort of high quality, the best ingredients, and you sort of learn about your ingredients because you want to assure yourself that you're getting the best, and there's a story behind all your ingredients. That was another aspect. The third aspect was there's sort of a story behind the dish, a dish as it formulates in your mind, and as you work on it on different platings and things like that. There's just a story why you bring certain ingredients together, that kind of thing.
The dinner experience comes out of that story.
And then there's of course, there's a story about dining, the diner's experience.
So what I didn't know, and you graduated from Cornell University.
Correct.
And Cornell University was like, for restaurateurs, that's the restaurant and hotel school, but you didn't go to restaurant and hotel school there. Come on.
I watched them build. While I was there, they were building their, they built this huge hotel on campus that the students didn't get to work at.
Right.
And they had a famous wine course. They had one of the most famous wine courses in the country. I never took that. I never did.
God.
I was an English major. I was like, food.
You brushed up against it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I walked past it every day.
And, but then how did you end up in Wichita State?
I had a professor at Cornell, a writer, tell me that Wichita State had a great MFA, creative writing program, graduate program. So I went there. I attended for possibly 6 months, one semester, basically. And in that time, I just... I lost interest, I guess, a little bit in writing and sort of focused on other things. And food was eventually what came out of that.
Yeah. Do you write today still?
Just menus. And occasionally, I got my first paid publication. Was Faden Press did a cookbook recently where they took recipes from every state in the country.
Uh-huh.
And they asked me to write about, to provide a couple recipes and then write something about Kansas. And,
yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So I actually, I read something. I got paid for it. I was excited.
I think cooking for a living is better than writing for a living.
I think you're right. It's easier to get paid. And your mistakes are still pretty tasty a lot of the time.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So we're in early March. When do you change the menu over?
Bring us around the corner.
We usually, we'll start doing changes in the next few weeks. But normally we wait for sort of halibut season. To me, halibut season, Alaskan halibut, that signals the start of spring.
You love halibut, don't you?
I love halibut, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great fish, and it's always fun to come up with the first halibut dish of the year. And
I'll tell you, I always think when I look at your restaurant and dining there, morel season.
Yeah,
because you know your morels.
Yeah, morels and soft
shell. You don't play games, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year. You know, we're heading right into the best time of the year.
We
for
are.
Me.
As a chef myself, I'm the same way, and it's easy talking to you because we kind of get it, and everybody thinks, summertime, all the fresh vegetables. It's really springtime for chefs.
Yeah, I think spring. I mean, it's in part, it's because you've just been through winter and you're done with turnips and stuff like that.
And being in the Midwest for us, especially.
Yeah, and you finally something green and you get the first spinach and you get, we get fava beans out of California, English peas are coming, things like that. It's just, it's the best time.
And that's when our menus, that's when they start changing. That's when kind of we get that feeling like, wow, you get that inspiration and that's.
Right, everything's fresh, spring lamb. I mean, it's just
the rebirth, rebirth. So let's talk about something that you do at the restaurant several times a year that people just love, and of course, it's your special wine dinners. So
we do. We try to do a wine dinner once a month. We try to get the winemaker, winery owner. Our last dinner we did was an Italian dinner. The next dinner actually will be. It's a mixture of. It's based on a portfolio of an importer, so it will be a little bit of Australia, a little bit of France, a little bit of the United States. So, be good.
So again, in your wine dinners, I love it because you carry through that whole thread of storytelling.
Yeah.
With the menu, with the winemaker.
Yeah,
with...
the winemaker comes in and talks about he talks about the estate and where the grapes are grown, and it's a lot of fun for us to just to do different food, and we feel like we have the leeway. We can mix it up. We can be a little more casual. We can be a little more formal with it.
I'll tell you one of my memorable meals at your restaurant were your gnocchi. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I always think, you know, Italian chef, you should know your gnocchis, you should know your pastas. I've had better gnocchi at your restaurant. I mean, it's light, it's airy.
Yeah, well, we
when you used to be open for lunch, that's when I first had it.
Yeah, and we actually smoke it as well. We smoke the potatoes as we're cooking them to provide just a little bit more flavor than a lot of gnocchis.
There you go.
And yeah, just not too much flour, you know, not too much flour.
That's the whole thing. A lot of times they're just too heavy.
Yeah.
And these are like air.
Mm. You know, we've got to wrap up here, Carl, but...
No, we're still talking, Kimberly.
You're in Prairie Village, a place that really has become kind of a little neighborhood dining destination. And you were one of the first restaurants there, I think.
And they support you in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood. And it's fantastic. There's a few restaurants in the center where we are, and it's great.
But you do something that's a little bit different. You give something back, I think it's giving back, to the customers on Sundays.
Yeah, we do a $10 entree special Sunday nights, and we've been doing that since we opened. That started off as a farmer's market special. Just whatever I would see in the market Saturday mornings, I would buy a whole bunch of, and then just add a protein to it, and that was the dinner.
And I know Michael and Nancy Smith love to come to Sunday night dinners at Story.
Yeah, we see them a lot. I used to work for Michael and Nancy, and it's great to see them always. So.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for coming in today. It really means a lot. I know taking you away from the kitchen, I know what it's like, and we appreciate that, and we hope to see you again very soon, your beautiful wife, and much more continued success, because you really have put your mark in the dining scene in Kansas City.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chef. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 95 delicious years. And right now, it's the Lenten Seafood Stock Up Sale. Fresh Atlantic salmon, of course, sea best tilapia, buy one, get one free. And white shrimp, buy one, get one free. Does it get any better? I don't think so, my friends. And don't forget, right now, overnight fresh seafood. The stores receive overnight fresh seafood daily. Hen House Seafood Supplier Partners are at the ship's dockside to receive and ship ocean fresh seafood to your local Hen House Market. Let me tell you something. I don't know of many stores that could do that in the Midwest. It's Hen House Market, your market during the Lenten season for the freshest seafood you're ever going to have. Chicken enchilada bake, herb crusted salmon, turkey chili, blue chopped chicken salad, meatloaf, cheeseburger mac. Kimberly, are you enjoying what I'm enjoying right now?
Well, I am. And you would think this came out of a kitchen like Marco Polo's.
This meatloaf is something else. I'm telling you right now.
It's incredible.
I'm only on my second entree right now, so I have a little ways to go.
Well, we have Heather Knowles with us this morning. She's the executive chef of Good Sense Sensible Kitchen. It's a new concept that Good Sense recently launched, and it's a full line of fresh, hearty, and they are hearty, pre-prepared meals that are available grab-and-go style, refrigeration units alongside the traditional Good Sense menu of, you know, their famous subs. I mean, these are incredible, Jay.
Chili glazed salmon?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed, too.
Well, we need to talk more about this.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I guess the first question I have, why did Good Sense decide to create this new Sensible Kitchen concept?
Well, we're starting to see people wanting convenience in the factor of their meals. And in the fast casual industry, we're always looking to evolve. And as these different grab-and-go brands are starting to pop up, we decided to do a little research of our own and check into it, and thought it would be something that would go great hand in hand. While you're grabbing your sub, why not grab your dinner too?
real mashed potatoes with the skin on them, Kimberly. They're not playing games.
They're not.
Look at these ingredients.
Well, let's talk about that. How did you develop the menus? I mean, we were talking a little bit about the challenges you had before we went on the air, but talk to us about development.
So development, we conducted a lot of our own market research, included going down to Texas and checking out different ideas of this. And we developed this all in-house. We got to kind of see what we didn't like and what we wanted to see. And healthy seems to be the focus of a lot of these places. Mm-hmm. And we like hearty just as much as we like healthy.
You the know? Two H's.
You should be able to make a bad decision on what you're eating every now and then and be able to follow it up with a healthy decision. And so when we developed our own recipes, that's what we were really going for. We had a lot of fun. We used, we were right out of our corporate office, so all of our guinea pigs were the employees that worked there, and it really gave us a good chance.
And you know, Jay, I don't think a lot of people know that Good Sense is the headquarters.
Born and bred.
In DeSoto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at everything right now, and I'm thinking, you're going to sell these probably, I don't know, maybe $9, $10, $11, $12. Am I reading this wrong? And this is not a promotion. It's not an ad.
No,
I'm just asking you a fair question.
It is a fair question. And actually, no, while we probably could sell it for $9, $10, $11, these are all between $5 and $9
There's
a meal.
No way.
And the best thing is you've got this meal plan promotion.
Got a meal plan. We do a punch card. It's a pre-purchase. So you can do five meals for $30, 30 meals for $150, and I think we do a 10 for $55. So you're all in the $5 to $6 range, but you don't have to get them all at once. You can come in, buy five, we punch five off, come back again and get five more. So we don't force you to eat everything all at once. We want you to come back.
There's such variety that you can feed mom and dad, you can feed little kids, you can feed older kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
Everybody can have what they want for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about this because what goes into these into these dishes? We're not talking about, you know, things with a lot of chemicals. We're not talking a lot of sodium. Because that was a big deal we talked about earlier, the sodium.
Mm-hmm. And 100%, we are cooking from scratch. I have a great culinary team at our location out in DeSoto that we have been developing. We were a little worried about staffing in DeSoto, but it actually has gone really great. But we are cooking from scratch every morning. We're in there every morning starting each recipe. Our marinara is made from scratch. We don't get anything in that's already made because that's what makes us be able to fine tune our recipes, you know, being able to cook it from scratch. So
fresh, never frozen, lean proteins, whole grains, superfoods that are high in fiber. And this is really something.
Yeah. Yeah. There's flavor there, and that's what's great.
So what has the customer response been so far? Do you think you read the market correctly, that there was demand?
Yes, 100%. I mean, we're coming close to selling out every day. We're only in one location, and the number one complaint we hear right now is that we're only in one location.
And which location is that?
We're at our location off of K-10 in Ridgeview, at our Good Sense there, and we actually just launched a second concept at a store in Lawrence this week.
Wow.
We just went live on Monday with it. So
with the same array?
We did a little variation of the menu just to run some different tests, but it's right along the same lines of what we're doing for Ridgeview, and we're hoping to roll out system-wide here in the near future.
I can only imagine what the future holds and what more you can add, and I mean different kiosks with this and stores, and not only Good Sense itself, but you know, airports, etc.
Yes, 100%.
All right, I know for myself and being in the business, packaging is a big thing.
100%.
And to go, when people want to take something home, you don't want those packages to leak. But also, you want to refrigerate them, you want to microwave them, and you have to have a container that's, you know, that's really different and sets itself apart. And you have done that, Kimberly. Look at the packaging.
I know. And tell us about it, because it really is special.
It is. They are reusable. You can use them in your dishwasher. They're freezer safe as well. And they are a BPA-free package that is FDA and CFIA approved. It's durable and leak resistant.
Yeah. Mom's all over looking for that.
It's pretty Tupperware.
I am too. It is. It is pretty Tupperware. Well, people can go online. You can actually order ahead, so you won't have to be disappointed if you've run out. But to view the menu and to order ahead online, you go to sensiblekitchen.com. And, of course, Sensible starts with a C. Mm-hmm. And see what they have to offer. And it's really incredible, Jay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kimberly,
whoa.
We're not done yet. Fruit and yogurt parfaits. Pressed fruit snacks and protein bars.
Okay, you found the sweets.
Come on. I've been waiting the whole interview for this.
So you had fun developing those too?
Yes, definitely. It's always great to come up with something that keeps you going in between the next meal that you have.
Well, I'm not sure that Good Sense thought that they would have a culinary team when they started out, but here you are, headed by Heather Knowles. You're doing a fabulous job, and we can't wait to see where you go.
Thank you so much.
I don't usually butt in, but
this is our producer, Mark Andrews.
Kind of the high guy behind the scenes, but let me get this straight. This is the same that used to be Mr. Goodsense.
Correct.
This is phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
I mean, wow.
Yes, so we're definitely trying to lead the market in not only getting you to buy our subs, but having you take home a hearty meal
pretty
as well.
And what, one of these, okay, let's take the meatloaf.
I already ate it all.
Number one seller.
This is how much for this one meal?
For that, I would say it's $7.49.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because there's other restaurants that, quote, are fast food, mm-hmm. where you get a little burger and fries for $7.
And about... Exactly. 2 to 3 times more of the calories as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, when are you going to put the one up the street here? Because
store number 26, I know them well.
You know your numbers. Yeah. Very impressive, I am.
Yeah, because, see, I'm supposed to be on all this. We're doing some kind of Olympics thing, and I have to.
I just know that July is the month that's been thrown out, okay. that we are talking about a system rollout. So before the end of the year, definitely we're hoping to be in probably 75% of our stores.
I know I'm headed out to Ridgeview, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Come visit us.
And that's coming from a chef, I'm telling you. Well, thank you for coming on today. And, I mean, to impress us, it's we're a little difficult sometimes, and I'm a little overwhelmed, Kimberly.
Yeah, it's very good. Congratulations, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Continued success, please. Thank you for coming on.